prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 November 2023. We're glad you're with us tonight. We're going to bring up a guest in a minute. I haven't had on now for several months. We're going to go to talk to Wild Bill Finley. Y'all been long listeners, long time listeners, know who he is. New listeners, you bear with me. I think you'll be glad you listened to tonight's program. Bill is a friend of mine, never met in person, but he's a friend of mine nonetheless, and a brother in Christ and a warrior in Christ. Before we go to Bill, though, don't forget, if everything goes right, we're going to have Bible study this weekend again. If the weather's decent, they're calling for, I hope it doesn't happen, some snow and maybe freezing rain Friday night, early in the Saturday, and if it is, I have a hard time getting across the mountain on that. But nonetheless, if we can get there, we're going to have Bible study. Starts at 10:30 a.m. Central Time for you new listeners. I'm sorry, Eastern Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. It's when we start with the first half hour, as always, with prayer requests and praise reports and testimonies and all the information that we want to share from people that we need prayer from and for. And then at 11:30, we go into Christian Worldview News, 1 o'clock into the Bible study. And I hope you'll join us. Bill joined us for the Bible study. We had a great time with him. So you join us if you can. Now, just go to our website, PastorButch.com. Find Rumble right on the homepage. A great big letter, Rumble. Click on that, and there we will be. Now, if you don't have a computer, you can call and listen to us on the phone. And a lot of people do that at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. We do want you to call, folks, and be with us and join us if you can. I mean that. We love getting phone calls, people calling, watching, listening. And a lot of y'all know, watch after the fact. I realize that because it goes out and it plays, I guess, all over the place, different spots on the Internet. But you join us if you can live. We'd like you to be with us, and I just hope you can do that. And don't forget the specials we're offering this month. I'm not going to go through them right now. You heard them already. The books we have on sale and also the grab bag we have on sale. You can get both of them, a whole shebang, folks. It's total about 9 to 12 items, books, and DVDs and CDs for $55. I mean, we're giving it away. We truly are. We barely pay postage, but we have some excess of them, and we want you to have them. Share with your friends and family. $55 will get all the grab bag plus the specials on the books that I think everyone should have to read and try to understand what's happening. The book on the truth, on the grand design exposed, on what's behind, how the George Washington had a big hand in this country, how they brought this thing together. It's all available, folks. All those plus all the grab bag for $55 if you want. Just call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. You call and tell Lisa what you want. Use credit card, debit card. If you want to send a check, just call Lisa and get her address, okay? And don't forget to get the address for Lorna Green, the young lady that took a stand and helped get rid of a murder clinic. No one was harmed in this process. She's paying a price for her bravery. If you can write her and encourage her, it would be a great thing. You call and get her address. She's in prison right now in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I'll be writing another letter myself this coming week. I want to say hi to her and tell her we're here for her if we can do anything to help. So you call tomorrow and get the address. Lisa has it. And how to write Lorna and tell her that you're praying for her, okay? Now, let's go to our guest tonight. Wild Bill Finley. I know him now, I'm guessing 3 years. I may be longer. Time goes by so fast, I don't know. But he lives in Florida, and he's always out in the streets, so to speak, and in places testifying for Christ, standing to try to get truth out to the people, doing podcasts of different news articles, different news situations. He's wide open on a lot of different topics, and we're going to discuss a lot of things tonight. We're going to start with him and introduce yourself for you new listeners. Bill, you there?
Hey, Pastor, thanks for having me on again. Yes, I work as Wild Bill for America. That's on my YouTube channel. That's the best way to get a hold of me and see some of my videos. So thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. It's always fun to have you on. And for new listeners, we have new listeners out there all the time, tell the folks a little bit about Wild Bill. Who are you and what did you do and how did you get started doing this?
Well, my previous career was law enforcement. I worked mainly as a deputy sheriff in Florida and Colorado, and for a few years I was a deputy U.S. Marshal, but that was pretty boring, so I went back to being a sheriff's deputy, and then I headed off to Montana Bible College, spent a few years on the mission field, and then here I am in Florida, and still doing the mission, but my mission now is calling this country back to the God and country principles upon which the USA was founded. So that's my deal, and I believe that as a Christian, I have a duty to challenge the wickedness of the left that is sweeping this country like a broken sewer pipe.
Oh, my. And it's totally unhinged. It's just almost got free reign anymore. We're seeing some pushback now, praise God, but we need to see a lot more from people that, especially those who call themselves Christians who go to church all the time, who so far have done very little to take a stand about anything going on. I just reading about a new Satan's Club, after-school Satan's Club, just opened up in Connecticut. Openly worshiping Satan in public schools. So this is where we are in America today. There was a time that people have been arrested and put in prison, rightfully so, for this crime of perverting their children. But today we turn them loose with sodomites and lesbians and everything, and transgenders all the time, don't we?
That is the great tragedy of the USA. I can't believe that the LGBT have risen up to basically become the new national religion of the United States. I will never forget the day that Barack Obama, the most wicked man to ever live in the White House, lit up the White House in the colors of the rainbow flag, which is essentially the flag of Satan. The rainbow flag is the new swastika. And that's the country we're living in now. But I do take a little bit of comfort here, Pastor, in that John Calvin said, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Bam, that is exactly where we are today. So even though we are seeing a tsunami of wickedness take this country, we can have faith that God's hand is in it. And, you know, he gave us 50 years at least to repent of our national sins of abortion and homosexuality. But we as a nation doubled down on wickedness. And I believe that the day that Obama lit up the White House with the new rainbow swastika, I truly believe that is the day that God finally handed this nation over for judgment. And we as Christians, we're just going to have to ride this roller coaster until it stops. Our mission doesn't change a bit. We still have the message of salvation. And now we need lionheart Christians who are willing to step outside those church doors and speak bold truth right into the face of the enemy.
Well, you know, and Obama's protege is in the White House now. So And Obama still probably run the White House, just quite honest with you, because Biden certainly can't do it. But nonetheless, we're seeing all this evil corrupt. And I go back as far as 1973, where we started killing babies in the womb legally in this country. And the people in this nation who cried about gun rights, fighting for the Second Amendment, will not stand to defend the most innocent. Why would God defend our ability to keep and bear arms? I mean, this is, see, we don't weigh the consequences, Brother Bill. When we don't stand, it costs. Not, it doesn't just cost the unborn babies. It costs those who call themselves Christians, because the church is going to be judged first. Judgment begins in the house of God. We're going to face Satan's wrath because of our indifference and apathy. We're going to face it. In 1973, you know, we started murdering babies. In 2 Kings 24:4, God said, I will not pardon the shedding of innocent blood. He said, I won't pardon it. I will not pardon that. Now, I didn't write the book. I'm just a messenger boy here. So we lost it a long time ago, but you're right. With a rainbow sexual perversion deviance in charge of the White House at the time, and still are, and knowing that probably Michelle is probably Michael, from what you understand, from people that testify that, including Joan Rivers, who testified to that, and it was a few days later was dead. But all these things we see happening, but Brother Bill, I don't hear much of it talked about in the churches. I don't hear many Christians getting mad about it at all. I just see them going to church, waiting for the rapture, and saying a few hymns and going home. I don't see much righteous indignation. Do you?
No, one of the biggest lies that the American church has bought into is that Christians have no business being involved in politics. In fact, a few years ago, when the Supreme Court was deciding the homosexual marriage case, I spoke to a large men's group at a conservative Baptist church here in Daytona Beach, and I told them, the Supreme Court has no authority to mess with God's model of marriage. And believe it or not, one of the elders of that church stood up and said, we don't get political around here. Well, a church that says we don't get political is simply saying we're a church that doesn't care about what happens in our culture and our community. And I've been stewing about that for years ever since.
Oh, I understand.
Then.
I do. I understand that. My question is this, brother, according to the scriptures, in Colossians chapter 1, another place, but Colossians chapter 1, he said that when we come to Christ, we're translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his son, the kingdom of light. So we're talking about kingdoms here. Are kingdoms not political arenas?
Oh, absolutely. And everything in the political arena affects everything about our lives, our families, our communities, our children, for crying out loud. I don't see how the Christian church can be any more shamefully silent.
Well, they bought into that lie that you said, that we don't get involved in politics. That was a lie from hell that has got us uninvolved, and that's why the heathen runs a country. You know, there's no such thing as a void. Something's going to fill it. If the church doesn't fill it with righteousness, then the enemy will fill it with unrighteousness. That's just that easy. You know, brother, you know me a long time now. I'm just a hillbilly. I'm not the brass bulb in the house. But I can see that. There's no such thing as a void, is there?
No, and the liberal left, godless people, gleefully filled the void in the public schools, colleges, universities, the media, you name it. They filled it up. But, you know, my hero in the Bible is John the Baptist. You know, after he served as the forerunner of the Messiah, you remember what he did? He took on a second job. He personally challenged King Herod, quote, for all the evil he had done.
That's right.
And we know that it did not turn out well for John. He lost his head. But you know what? Jesus, after he heard about John the Baptist dying for that cause, did not say a word about how John should not have gotten into politics. Jesus gave John the Baptist the highest possible praise, said, you know, none born of women are greater than John the Baptist. So that tells me that we need, and God would approve of, a million John the Baptist Christians stepping up and challenging the king, in particular for his sexual immoralities. That was John's issue with Herod. Gee, Pastor, do you think the king needs to be challenged today?
Well, my question is, if they shouldn't get involved in politics, why was Paul writing most of the New Testament out of prison?
Good point. Good. And he turned to Roman law when they were starting to abuse him. He said, "I'm a Roman Christian. How can you do this? It's against the law for you to do this." And the Romans backed down.
That's true. He cited civil law to defend what he was doing, and he won that round, so to speak. You're right on. I don't know if they even read the same Bible I do. Or if they do, I don't know if they take time to study it. Because this isn't rocket science, all through the Word of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 17, now God did not want the Israelites to have a king. He told them, you don't want a king. He said, yeah, we do, like all the nations. He said, all right, you'll have one, but he's going to own you, so to speak. And they did. But in Deuteronomy 17, he said, this is how you're going to choose your leader. You're going to choose from among your brethren. You're not choosing anybody who's not from among your faith. That's not an Israelite. And as Christians, we should not vote for anybody that we know is not a born-again believer, that we can prove by his works that he is. We should not support that individual. We're told who to support to put in office. But the church doesn't do that anymore. The church, well, if the church is like most people, they vote Democrat because daddy did, or Republican because daddy did. And besides, if you vote Democrat, we may get some more benefits on a welfare check. That's what it boils down to, isn't it?
That is exactly it. I'm going to vote for the guy that will give me the most free stuff. Americans, including the Christians, have stopped thinking with their brains, and they start thinking with their emotions. They rely strictly on whatever makes them happy. After all, you know, you ask the mommies of America, they'll say that their children's happiness is their number one job. What a bunch of baloney. So, yeah, and now that you mention it, you know, the people, you know, in office, I want to encourage the Christians to stop looking at Donald Trump as savior of America. If he gets his second term, he's only going to have 4 years to root out the deep state. And I'm telling you what we have seen the last few years, there is no way any man can dig it up and clean it up in 4 years. Now, I would certainly enjoy watching him bring some justice to some of the nastiest criminals in Washington, D.C. I would jump up and cheer. I would make popcorn to watch that. We would have a party. But there's not going to be a turnaround in the United States of America until this nation either turns back to God, to be a nation under God of its own accord, or, as Paul Washer said, a severe persecution comes upon the Christian church. Those are the only two things I can think of, Pastor, that might result in the restoration of the USA as a nation under God.
Well, we both know that without repentance, there is no salvation for individuals or nations. And I don't even see the church repent, much less the nation. The church doesn't even know enough to repent.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing the LGBT has done is it has revealed the apostate churches in our community.
Amen.
And so if you want to pick a church, you know, you can't just go eeny, meeny, miny, moe and pick a church anymore. You have to take a look. And let me tell you, folks, if you are in a church where the lesbian pastor prays for God to protect Planned Parenthood, you're not in a church. You're on the road to hell. And it is time for the Christians to tell you point blank to your face, as Shania Twain said, don't be stupid. Get off that highway to hell before it's too late for you. Boy, you got me on my soapbox tonight, Pastor.
We have to. Somebody got to say this. You know, you can't fix a spiritual problem with a Republican or Democrat. Neither one's going to do it. Unless Christ is behind it, unless repentance is involved, it cannot be done. But, brother, I keep saying this. There are some people out there who are getting their eyes open. And some Christians are starting to repent and realize we really messed up. But America as a nation has to be judged in the here and now. It won't be judged in eternity. And America has got to be judged on this earth. And we, the Christian, will face Satan's wrath because of our stand. We waited far too long to speak up. Far too long. 100 million babies too late already. Not to mention the ones that have been perverted all over the internet and TV and theaters and sexual deviancy and all kinds of filth out there. We waited way too long to repent in this nation, but the church can still go as charge and into the evil, and maybe make a difference. But whatever it is, It's fine with me because my future is not in my hands. It's in my Father's hands, just like yours is, Bill. And if it's His will we go to jail for preaching the gospel, we won't be the first nor the last. I don't want to. I really don't want to. But if that's what it takes to get people's attention, then so be it. What you're saying tonight is absolutely true. This nation is finished. No man can fix it without Christ involved. And I don't see President Trump or ex-President Trump or anybody else invoking the name of Jesus in this battle. I don't see it. It isn't there.
Nope. We are on the roller coaster of God's judgment. And it is an honor to stand for Christ in a world gone mad. You know, if we end up in jail, Pastor, you know that would be one of the greatest honors that a Christian could have. So the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, blessed are you when men persecute you and say all kinds of things about you falsely. So Christians, listen up. The clock is ticking and you do not have a lot of time left where you can invest your life in a way that will make a difference for the kingdom, both now and in eternity. There are 100 million hurting people out there desperate to hear the gospel, even if they don't think they need it. Give it to them anyway, because there's a few of them out there that the Holy Spirit will snatch from the fire. God is in the business of changing hearts and changing lives.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, you're not going to see the miracles unless you come out from behind the church doors.
Well, you know, this is something we have to understand. Somebody, I can't remember who said this. But duty is ours. Consequences are God's. You know, we talk all the time about rights. Well, we have rights, God-given rights. No, we don't. No. God did not give us rights. He gave us duties. It is not my right to defend my family. It's my duty to defend my family. If I don't, I've denied the faith and worse than infidel. So in order to do that, I got to have the means to defend my family. So it's my duty to keep and bear arms, and I do. I don't need to ask D.C. if I have a right to or not. I'll defend my family. Now, I understand maybe easier to doing it day by day if they allow it, so to speak. But, Bill, we've taken this thing we call rights, and we can exercise a right or not. That's up to us. But a duty to God, if it's a Christian, is not something that we can do or not do. We have to do it if we're going to serve Him. And it's my duty to protect myself, my family, my church family. And maybe if I were with you one day in a crowded 10 people going to beat the tar out of you, it's my duty to help defend you also. This is a duty as a man in Christ, period. It's what men do, is defend others. Is that not true?
Oh, I'm a big fan of black eye evangelism.
I like it. I do. You know, I don't want violence. No decent man wants violence. But if violence is brought to my front door, and my family's here especially, I have no choice but to defend it. I may go down, but I'm going down swinging. I'm not going down begging on my knees to please pass us by. That is not the time to get on your knees. The time to get on your knees before they get there and pray God, give you time to get your hand on the gun if it be His will. But these are things the church doesn't do. They don't understand our duty before God. You get me all riled up too. I mean, I don't understand why has the church become so mamby-pamby and so panty-wasted.
Oh, there's definitely a testosterone deficiency in America. That is the real pandemic in this country, is the depletion of masculinity in the USA.
Amen.
And that's been a big target of the left for years, because they know that masculine men are godly men who will stand up to them and go toe-to-toe with their wicked agendas that threaten our wives and children.
Amen. I mean, you're right. And that's one of the reasons we're putting all this poison in our food, that it is neutering men. It truly is. And it's changing, and women are becoming more manly all the time and more what we're looking for. They become more masculine because a man have shrunk from it. That's a fact. I don't like it, but it doesn't change it, does it?
No. In fact, you know, the spirit of Jezebel has been weighing heavily on me. I'm preparing some videos about the spirit of Jezebel in America, and it's time to call out the feminists for the horrible things that they have done to this country and to families and marriage. So pray for me, because I'm going to step into the arena with some of the biggest, meanest bullies in America, the feminists. And that's what I do. And I wanted to draw attention to my videos and encourage Christians to step up and not be afraid of the bullies in America. You know, the LGBT are definitely the biggest, meanest bullies in America, and they are coming not just for, you know, our schools. They're coming for churches and Christian families. And you made a very important just about 1 minute ago when you said we need to draw near. We need to get on our knees. It's time to get close to your Savior. Somebody recently said that when the wolves come, the best place to be is closest to the shepherd. And that's the message for churches today. Gear up, get ready, get close to the shepherd, because the storm is coming.
Yes, it is. It really is. It started already. It's been going on worldwide for a long time. America has been spared. And I'm convinced, too, brother, I've been around this world for 75 years. And I'm convinced that the church in America has become soft, physically, mentally, and spiritually, simply because it hadn't been challenged for so long. And then when it was challenged, they didn't stand up and fight. They absorbed into their midst the sodomites, the lesbians, and transgenders, all the other evil, and murdering babies. They absorbed it in, or they quietly shrunk into their closets and hid away from it like it wasn't there. That's what the church in America has done. I haven't seen very few churches, who will stand up and tell the truth. I go to places where I don't go to regular church too often, but I've been to a couple of them, and homosexuals feel right at home in those churches. They should feel like a June bug in a chicken coop going into a church. They should not feel comfortable in the holy. You know, they should not feel comfortable around a bunch of people that live for Christ. They should be squirming in their seats because the Holy Ghost has convicted them. Is that a fair statement?
I love that. That should be a bumper sticker. Homosexuals should be as uneasy in churches as a June bug in a chicken coop. I think that's a great way to put it. So, yeah. And the homosexuals, I think, would have more respect for the church if the church actually hit them right between the eyes with the scriptures, give them a double-barreled dose of God's word, and I think they would have more respect for us than what they do now with the mamby-pamby welcoming bunch. You know, because King Herod respected John the Baptist, listened to him regularly. And you know why I think that was, Pastor? I think King Herod respected John because John stood up and talked to him like a man.
Amen.
He didn't grovel before the king. He stood up, looked him in the eye, and said, "This is the way it is." And we know, you know, that it was the Jezebel spirit of the king's wife that got John beheaded. So if that hadn't happened, who knows? Maybe we would have been seeing King Herod in heaven if John had spent more time with him. You never know what's going to happen.
No, you do
God
not.
God can save the vilest sinner. I am evidence of that. I am probably one of the worst sinners in America, and it weighs on me every day. Repentance is a continual thing for the Christian.
Hang on through the break. A lot more to talk about. Wow, this has been a fast segment. Folks, you want to talk to us? If you're not afraid to call in, you can. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. We're talking to Wild Bill Finley. I'm going to have him advertise his website in a minute. You know, Bill, I want to say something about our theme song. You've heard it playing, This is War. You've heard that song. I just got through playing it. We had a street preacher from Africa want that song sent to him so he could play it.
I have been to Africa several times, and I have got great respect for the Christian community in Africa. I've been trying to get the African seminaries to send their young students to American universities, because the liberals on American universities, they would listen to black African evangelists, whereas they would spit in your face if you and I tried to do it.
Because we're white. That's against to begin with. But I was thrilled and honored and humbled that a black preacher in Africa wouldn't copy my music or theme song. I thought that was so humbling that they would request that. And we have listeners in Africa that listen. That's just to me, and that's humbling. I suppose he must speak hillbilly in Africa too. But anyway, we'll get the phone calls in, I promise. Phone calls, bring them on in, 844-769-2944. Now, you were saying during the break that you've been running in some confrontation with the Catholics.
Yeah, I didn't go looking for it. I had a longtime Facebook friend, John Higgins. He's a retired Catholic priest, and I've talked to him on the phone. He's one of the good old boys. But then he started posting some Catholic things on my page that I couldn't keep quiet about. The first thing he said was he wrote about how dangerous it is to try to approach the Lord without the help of a priest. I thought, you're crossing the line there, John. But then he started in on, he said the Reformation was a tragedy. Well, I just happened to be in the process of reading the book called How the Five Solas Are Still Reforming the Church Today. So I cut loose, and of course the Catholic attack dogs, they got on me. We've been going round and round. And so I've been delving into Catholicism today, and I see a very dangerous move coming from the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is moving slowly but surely into an alliance with both Islam and the LGBT. And with the storm clouds of persecution on the horizon coming our way, I am convinced that the Catholic Church is going to join forces with the homosexuals and the Muslims.
When
it really hits, they are going to be, once again, the primary persecutors of Christians. And I was thinking, you know, the three groups that have probably murdered more people than anything else. One, of course, is communism. They murdered millions for not being communists. Islam, I think they get credit for about 250 million dead for not being Islamic. And the Catholic Church in its heyday killed over a million Christians for refusing to bow down to Catholicism. So this is a very dangerous alliance that's coming into existence right before our eyes. Pope Francis. Decided that to bless same-sex unions, and he says they can now be baptized into the church. And he's been working with Islam to create an international faith center, which is already in operation, been for a couple of years, bringing together all faiths, Islam and Catholicism being the top two. Well, this is the perfect storm. This is an unholy trinity if ever I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. And it's fulfilling scripture. I mean, we see persecution, you know, from the Zionists that hate Christians in Israel. We see persecution from Muslim countries. And we're going to see more of that on true Christians here. You know, brother, the reason we don't hear about more persecution in this country so far is not many people are standing. I know they go to church, but not many really out there in standing. A few are, praise God. You know about our brother up in Canada.
Arthur Pulaski.
Pulaski. You know, he's been in jail several times. Of course, he's been exonerated now. But nonetheless, he spent many, many nights in jail in solitary confinement on a concrete floor, no blanket or anything. We've seen that strip searched and more than once. We've seen that happen. It's coming here also. But I promise you that most Christians will persecute those who are put in jail. Well, you shouldn't have done anything wrong. You wouldn't put in jail. Obey Caesar, you know. I mean, that's what you'll be hearing. And you tell them what Paul wrote most of the New Testament from prison. They don't get it. They just don't get it. But if you go to jail, Bill, it's going to be your fault because you did something wrong. You know that.
Oh, the left only know one scripture, and it's judge not that thou not be judged. You know, it's like they're. So I always point them to Matthew 7, where Jesus says, John 7:24, I think it is, where Jesus says, judge with righteous judgment.
That's right.
So when we let them have it with the Bible, that is not a sin, as much as they would love to make us sinners. So
I do believe he said, by their fruit ye shall know them. That's what I said. Yeah. And if I see a man trying to be a woman trying to be a man or whatever, I think by their fruit I can say that they're heathens and going to hell. I don't think that's very hard at all. I mean, if I see someone makes a living murdering babies, I say they're going to hell. They're murderers. I mean, what can I say? By their fruit I know them. Go ahead.
Oh, and I'm with you all the way. Hebrews 9:27 is one that I use all the time. It is appointed unto men to die once, and then comes judgment.
That's right.
And the Christians, or the so-called Christians in America, aren't doing anybody any favors by refusing to challenge and stand up to sin, brutal, murderous, God-hating sin. Disgusting sin. Sodom and Gomorrah has taken over the USA. We're seeing the vengeance of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I pray, Pastor, I pray and fast for Lionheart Christians to rise up in America, for God to bring forth the lion hearts. I'm done trying to wake up the sheep. Now I'm going to round up the lions of Judah, the followers of the Amen. Lion of Judah.
Amen. Amen. Have you read Jonathan Cahn's book, The Return of the Gods?
Yes, I did. And he's basically on the right path. I'm not sure about, you know, the ancient gods and their names and all that stuff, but what the devil is doing, he did a great outline of it.
And, he did.
Yeah.
And I verified some of the things he wrote about. He's pretty much right on the money as far as I can tell about all that. But I do know that in the 60s, and I wrote a chapter in one of my books, the 1950s, the last decade of innocence. In the 60s, things started changing fast, very quickly. In the wrong direction. I lived through that era. I know that. I remember that era very well. And so he was right on. But we've opened Pandora's box because the church compromiseth evil. Anytime you compromise with evil, you lose. I mean, it may just be a little bitty crack in the door, so to speak. But before you know it, that door's wide open, and you've lost everything. And the church, because of its apathy, indifference, and cowardliness, has tolerated so much evil, brother, that no one seemed to be bothered about anymore. I mean, look how they dress, go to church. I did a teaching this past Saturday in church about casual Christianity. They treat God like a servant, like or their best buddies. You know, like, hey, how you doing this morning, Bubba? You know, okay, can you do this for me? I'll throw a prayer up to you. I mean, that's just the way they treat Christ anymore. I mean, the commandments, you know, the living and the in adultery and not stealing and all that. Are scorned and laughed at. They don't think they're valid anymore. We shouldn't tell a homosexual he's going to hell. No, the Bible says put him to death. That's just the book. I'm preaching it. That's the Bible. Now, I know that people ain't going to like it, and they probably won't call and talk to me anymore, but that's fine with me. I don't really care. I do care, but I'm not going to shut up because they get mad at me. I mean, they crucified my Savior, Brother Bill, because he offended them. Why should we expect him different?
You do not compromise with cancer. You are absolutely right. And the USA and the churches in this country are dying of stage 4 liberal cancer.
Amen. Amen. I very, very well said. Let's take a phone call from Arizona. Let's talk to our brother Gary. Gary's been on the front lines for them born for a long time. And brother Gary, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, brother Butch.
How's Donna? I want to mention Donna. How's the shingle? Did you pray for the day? Are the shingles getting any better?
For the last 4 or 5 days, she's had a really hard time. And but you know, I looked at it today, and I check it out every day because she can't see on her back naturally. And so I check every day, so it seems to be going down a little bit, and she's not moaning like she usually did. And, you know, it was bad enough when she just had a cancer in her hip and limped around, but this has been very, very devastating.
I want you to do something.
By the grace of God, go ahead.
I was going to say, do me something Thursday. I want you to call Thursday and have Donna with you. And I want you to get anoint her with some olive oil. We're going to pray for her from the office staff and myself going to pray for her Thursday. I want you to call the office Thursday, and I want to all get together. We're going to pray for her.
I'll be more than happy to do that, Butch.
Let's do that. Now, Thursday, you call me, and we'll stop what we're doing for a few minutes. We're going to have you anoint her, and you can stand in for us and put your hand on her while you pray for her, okay?
Yes. Well, I would love to do that.
All right, we're going to do that then. We're going to do that. Go ahead now. Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, Bill, I've heard on Butch's some of the DVDs that he sent me. I see that you're on there sometimes, and I thank you very much for what you're doing, standing up, against the evil works of darkness. And I've been to all of those churches that you were talking about. I've been to many, many, many of them, and just about in every church that I've been in, you know, they will talk about putting on the whole armor of God, so they can stand against the wiles of the devil. But it seems like they take that armor off as soon as they get outside.
Yeah.
They're really bold inside. They're bold, boy, inside. You know, you think to the White Knight. Remember that old commercial way back in the Ajax, the foaming cleanser or something,
oh,
or something
yes,
like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, these people, boy, they're all on fire, you know, until they walk outside the door. They must take that leg armor off when they walk outside the door, because they don't go out and do anything that has eternal value. They run home and watch the football game or the basketball game or the hockey game, and then they go to church, you know, next week, and boy, and they just go, they just jump up and down and shout and just have a wonderful time. And so I don't know. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of that armor laying around, fellas. All you got to do is go pick it up, put it on yourself, and go out and do something.
I agree.
So, so we need doers of the word, not hearers only. Isn't that right, Wild Bill?
Oh, I guarantee you, Gary, we will never again see a white knight on any commercial on American TV. Well, what I'm thinking of when you're saying that is, we're not going to see a change come from the pastors. Where we're going to see Lionheart Christians rise up is when individuals in the congregation stand up and say, we, me, my family, and my friends, we are going to take a stand, and we're asking people of this congregation to step out with us and to take a stand, to go to this park or the shopping center, to go down to this college, wherever the Lord leads. We're going to have congregants stand up, and they may have to go against the will of the pastor, but that's the only way I see the Christian church becoming more relevant today.
Well, I tend to agree with you, because, like I said, you know, I as Butch could tell you, you know, I do a pro-life display on the streets. And as a matter of fact, I almost had a heart attack the other day. A pastor from a church called me and asked me if I was going to be out there next Wednesday, and I said yes. And he says, well, I'll try to make it over there. So, but I heard this before. We'll see if he makes it or not over there to stand with us. And then he could take that back to the congregation. And so I do pray that he does do that. But I don't want to take up any more of your time. I'm sure somebody else needs to call in. But God bless you both for what you do. I love you. And I will talk to you on Thursday, Butch. And we
sound
will anoint Donna. And I thank you so very much. And I give my blessings to Marcia Jean and Bill and everybody there, too. Would you please?
You tell Donna to prepare to be healed.
I will. I certainly will.
All right.
Okay, Wild Bill. You hang in there. You hang in there, Wild Bill, brother. Love you. Bye bye.
Thank you, Gary.
Well, I mean, what a warrior for Christ and for unborn, him and his wife both. I mean, what a precious couple. You know, Dan Holman, Don. He lost his wife Donna about a week or so ago. You know that. You know, I'm sure you knew Dan Holman.
Sorry to hear that.
Wife about a week ago, and I mean, he's not well physically, and she was kind of his provider, and vice versa. And he needs your prayers, of course, and so we're losing warriors too, brother. But I don't see a lot of younger warriors stepping up to the plate. There may be some there I don't know about, but it seems like most of the ones that are warriors are, you know, in the 50s and 60s and older, that realize what's happened to our country, it's happened to the world, and they're willing to speak up and stand up. I don't see many of them in the 20s and 30s speaking up that I know of. I'm sure there's probably some there, but I don't see them. I don't hear them on the radio. I never get a call from a pastor asking, will you come and speak at our church and teach us what you've been teaching on the radio? I never hear that. I haven't had a call to preach in a regular church now. Well, about 3 years ago, I got a call to preach in a small church, and that's one time out of probably 25 years, I'm guessing. I've been called to preach in a church because, for some reason, they're afraid of what I say. I'm not there to throw stones. I'm there to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of holiness. God himself said, without holiness, no man will see me. Now, how much clearer can that be?
That is absolutely true. Pastors today, it seems like their number one priority is to keep the peace in the church. Don't
yes.
rock the boat. You know, sermons are carefully crafted to avoid offending, you know, the grandma sitting in the back row who is fiercely protective of her homosexual grandson. You know, and yes. pastors, they just don't want to have that confrontation in their church, and I can understand their reticence to speak on those things, but the way things are shaping up in this country, I see a mandate for church pastors to speak boldly about these wicked agendas that are destroying the lives of people in the communities. The suicide attempt rate of transsexuals is 41%. How can we as Christians sing praises to Jesus on Sunday while drag queen story hours going on at the library in their hometown? So many places where the Christians could make a difference, but in the interest of peace and their own personal comfort and safety, they're just not doing it.
Well, we know that peace at the price of righteousness is cowardliness. It's just that easy. There's no sense. It's impossible. And one of the books I've written, I'll put a quote in there, that it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. That's an impossibility, Bill. A righteous man cannot keep his mouth shut. If he does, he's not a righteous man. Is that a fair statement?
The Holy Spirit cannot coexist with evil. Anyone who is indwelled by the Holy Spirit cannot coexist with evil. I love the way you put that. That is very well put, Pastor.
Well, brother, I've been in this fight a while, just as you have, and I've got a few more years than you do on me. But I'm more convicted now for what I see and what I stand for than I have been for many, many years, because I see what's progressing in this country. And I just, not too long ago, I said, you know, we're going to see bestiality being normalized really soon. I just shared this past week in Bible study, a professor at Princeton University said there's nothing wrong with having sex with an animal, as long as it doesn't hurt the animal. Now, this is a fact. I'm not making this stuff up. This is all. I couldn't make this stuff up. I'm not that smart. This is all what's going on in the country today. And again, where is the righteous indignation from the church?
They're enjoying their Baptist buffets.
Okay, well, yes. I just wrote an article posted on News with Views, the Bible, a.k.a. the Christian buffet. If you look on News with Views, type my name and read that. It's entitled The Bible, a.k.a. the Christian buffet.
I love it. Yeah, and I have written articles on the Christian F word. The F word for the Christian church is fasting. They avoid it like cursing. But you know, in my observation of the Christian church for years, I have seen that it seems to have two priorities. One is to make themselves as comfortable as possible until the day they die. And the other is they want to make it all the way through life without ever offending anybody. That seems to me to be the top priorities of the average Christian in America. And you got to ask yourself, what in the world would the Holy Spirit say to them? And what do we say to them?
I don't know how it's possible to live in this world righteously without offending somebody. I don't know how it's possible. I mean, I just can't imagine how it could be done. I mean that seriously. I don't understand how it could be done. Maybe I'm missing something here, but I can't understand how that can be done in this world. I mean, if you say anything today, you're offending somebody. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor Butch, one of the things I noticed with the church, and I mentioned this to a pastor many, many years ago, that how come we're not speaking out about the devil and the dark kingdom and its operations? And he said, we don't preach reverse theology here. But in reality, we need to be talking about the dark kingdom, because Jesus talked more about the dark kingdom than he talked about the kingdom of heaven. And if we don't speak up and we don't make mention that, hey, Satan's out there and his forces, he's working against us, and if we don't get involved in deliverance ministry like I do, then many people are going to be just lost. Many people are going to wake up in hell saying, God, why am I here? And you can say, I never knew you. And the church is no longer salt. And they lost the saltiness.
They truly
because
have.
They're not preaching the full gospel of Jesus Christ, and I mean everything. And one of the things that you mentioned years ago, if we are not getting persecuted, then we're not doing something right.
That's exactly right. I agree. And by the way, Bill, Joe's one of the people come to our, we have about 8 people show up to a Bible fellowship. That's all we have show up. A lot of people watch online. Very few come locally because, well, we've had many come and many leave also. But Joe, you were there for the teaching, and you remember when I said about the Princeton professor talking about being bestiality being a good thing. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You heard the sermon on casual Christianity. Did it make sense to you?
It made great sense. You mentioned something about the Catholic Church, the Pope allowing transgenders in the pulpit.
Oh yes, yes.
And the church is not standing up. The church has lost its soul. And I believe in 1963, the hand of grace came off the church when the church would not stand up for preaching the gospel.
I agree.
When Marie O'Hara said separation church and Satan, the government went along with it. The church backed down.
Go ahead.
Well, in 1947, when Margaret Sanger said birth control, the church embraced it. That's witchcraft. The Lord says multiply the family, not to reduce the family.
I agree.
And then in 63, we have separation of church and state. 73, we had it's okay to murder babies. 2014 is okay for same-sex marriage. And in all these events, the church never once challenged it. If the church would have gotten on their knees before God and said, we're sorry, God, and then picked up the pitchforks and torches and ran to D.C. and said, no more, this far, no more, we are not going to tolerate this, I think the government would have backed down, but they never did. The church is so cowardly that, and I believe today, if a salvation, whatever breaks out in this country, it's not happening in the pulpit. In fact, I don't believe it's going to happen in the church. It's going to be outside the church. That could be a great revolution of Christians coming to Christ.
Good points, Joe. Thanks. I hate to jump, but good call and good points. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'll see you Saturday, Lord willing. We're down about the last 2 minutes here, Bill. Tell the folks how they can learn more about you.
Well, come see me on Facebook. Facebook hates me, but a lot of my friends love me. Wild Bill for America. I'm also on Rumble and Truth Social and the new X. So, come see me. I love it when the bad guys get after it and my friends step up to defend me. That always makes me smile. But to see my Wild Bill for America videos, go to YouTube, Wild Bill for America. They haven't kicked me off yet, even though I get threatened pretty regularly. So I want to get the message out while I can.
Well, Bill, you've been doing this how long now?
I started in 2011, however many years that is.
All right, my brother. It's good talking to you. I'll talk to you in the very near future, okay?
All right. I'll come back anytime you think you can put up with me.
All right, brother. Love you. Have a great evening, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night with Coach Dave Dubemar and a lot to talk about there, too. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.